So for the body scan, it's helpful to find a posture that is comfortable for this body. Laying down, perhaps if possible, for your body. And finding a quiet, comfortable place to lay down or sit or stand if that's what the body needs right now. Sometimes the laying down helps facilitate that letting go into the surface that we're laying down. So just finding that posture. Maybe laying down in the back. And taking a few moments to just get a sense of the body as a whole here. This body laying down or sitting, just breathing. This breathing body. And the body scan is an invitation to explore the different parts of the body. And you may notice, if you haven't already, that at times the mind goes somewhere else. So the invitation there is to just notice where the mind went and then back to whatever part of the body we may be exploring at that moment. So let's have again the sense of the body as a whole. Maybe tuning into the rhythm of the breath as it is at this moment. And then as you feel ready, we'll bring the attention down to the left foot. Maybe noticing the toes, the bottom of the foot, the heel, the top. Perhaps feeling the contact with the sock or the shoe or the air around the foot. Just noticing what is there to be noticed. And if there is an absence of sensation in the left foot, then that's what we notice. That is okay. Then moving the attention up now into the ankle, the lower left leg, the shin in front, the calf muscles behind. That whole area between the left knee and the left ankle. And bringing the attention up into the left knee, all around the knee. Also feeling that knee from the inside. And with the next exhalation, we'll release now and move the attention into the left thigh. Being a large area of the body, you may notice different sensations in different parts of the left thigh. I may be taking a moment now to extend that attention to the whole of the left leg and foot. Maybe it feels a bit different than the right side. And with the next exhalation, we'll release. And we'll bring the attention now to the right foot. The toes, the bottom of the foot, the heel, the top of the foot. The ankle, the lower right leg. The shin, the calf muscles. Up into the right knee. All around the knee. Feeling the knee from the inside. And as you exhale, just letting go of the attention in the knee and bringing it up now into the right thigh. All the way into the right hip. And noticing sensations in the different parts of the right thigh. And taking a moment to widen the attention, to have a sense of the whole right leg and foot. And now invite the left one too. So having a sense of both legs, both feet. Maybe letting them rest, all the many steps we've taken in this life. So taking an out breath and releasing a little bit more of the legs and the feet into the ground, perhaps. And as you're ready, we'll bring the attention now into the whole of the pelvis, the hips, the genital area. And if you're laying down, just letting the whole of this big bone, the pelvis, just drop into the ground. Or into whatever you are laying on. And just noticing any sensations in that part of the body. And now into the lower abdomen, the belly button area. And with the next exhalation, we'll release and we'll go back now into the buttocks, the lower back, the mid back, upper back. Just paying attention to the places in the body where we usually accumulate some tension, the places where we carry the stress that we are experiencing in our lives. For some people, it's that lower back. For some people, it's more the upper back. So just being aware now of the back as a whole and noticing. Do I carry any tension in my back? And maybe taking a moment to lengthen that spine a little bit more. Bringing that sense of dignity here too into the sitting or laying down posture. Almost being aware of one vertebrae at a time as we all go all the way up into the neck, into the back of the neck. And with the next exhalation, we'll release. And we'll shift the attention now back to the front, to the abdomen area, to the chest. Maybe we can feel those gentle waves of the breath, the chest moving up and down with each inhale and exhale. Maybe we can also feel that ribcage expanding as we take an in-breath and just gently contracting as we exhale. So tuning into the movements of the breath in that part of the body, into the chest, the abdomen, the ribcage. Maybe taking a moment to feel the heart. Perhaps noticing the heart beating. Connecting with the aliveness of this body. In that heart area. Maybe a moment of gratitude for this heart. Keeps working non-stop. And as you're ready, releasing with the out-breath. And bringing the attention now with that whole area that goes in between the heart and the throat. Maybe that path that has to do with speaking from the heart and just noticing how does it feel for you at this very moment. Is there something stuck in there that needs to be said? Recognize to yourself, to somebody else. Maybe that point of reflection too. How much do we speak from the heart, really? And with the next exhalation, we'll release. And let go. And we'll bring the attention now to the hands. You can do both at the same time or one at a time, whatever seems best for you. But just being aware of the fingers, the palms of the hands, the top, the wrist. The lower arms into the elbows and then all the way up into the shoulders, the armpits. Maybe feeling from the inside, how does it feel to have two arms, two hands? And maybe a moment of gratitude here. Also for all the ways in which we can give through these hands. All the ways in which we can serve. All the ways in which we can love through the hands. And create. And with the next exhalation, we'll release now. And we'll shift from the arms and hands into the back of the neck. The back of the head, the top, the sides of the head. The forehead, that's another part of the body where we accumulate tension. We spend so much time thinking and preoccupied that sometimes we tense up in the forehead. So I heard one time the instruction that I find it very helpful to bring a smile across the forehead as an invitation to release the tension that we may be carrying in that part of the body. So just play with it and see what happens. Say, yeah, I'm going to bring a smile across my forehead. And bringing the attention now to the temples, the cheekbones, the jaw. That's another place where we accumulate tension. The jaw sometimes day and night. So to whatever degree you can, maybe relaxing the jaw. Maybe noticing the gums, the teeth. The roof of the mouth, the tongue. Feeling the softness of the lips. Releasing the tension in the jaw. Being aware of the eyes and how they are maybe gently closed, letting go of any unnecessary tension in the eyes as we keep them closed if they are closed. Being aware of the nostrils, the nose. The ears, how they capture sound effortlessly. Let's take a few moments now to expand that awareness from the face all the way down to the neck, the chest, all the way down into your toes. And just taking a few moments to feel this body as a whole. As we lay here or sit or stand. So feeling this whole body breathing. Noticing the changes and the different sensations that come up moment by moment. So feeling this body as a whole, maybe with a little touch of gratitude for this body, for this life that we have. For this moment. And from here, just let the spirit of this practice just accompany you into the next few moments of your life.